Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 16th. It is Thankful Tuesday, and as many of you know, our youth minister, Joel Burks, his wife Sarah was expecting, and they had their baby on Friday, Maggie Jean Burks, and so we're so thankful to the Lord for safe delivery and continue to pray for Joel and Sarah and their family. In the Gospel of John today, we're reading the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, and then we'll move over to the Proverbs and read chapter 12, verses 15 through 28. But let us begin with John chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. With such a familiar passage, sometimes it's hard for us to look at it with fresh eyes. What stuck out to you today? For me, I took some time to think about the small boy and the lunch that he gave over so that Jesus could multiply the resources. It was 5 little barley loaves. According to the commentary, these were like small, flat wafers. And then the fish, the 2 fish that he would have had would have been something like sardines, likely. So this meal was barely enough for a small child and not sufficient even for the appetite of a grown man. But it just reminds us that Jesus can multiply the resources that we have for his glory. So this little boy gave what he had. What is it that you have today that you might give to the Lord? And then perhaps today you may see that your willingness to give what you have to the Lord, he'll multiply it and he'll use you and your resources for his glory. Now let's move over to the Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 12, starting in verse 15, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. As is the case with Proverbs, we're hearing a lot about what it is to be a fool. 3 or 4 times in this passage, we learn about the way of a fool. We also are learning about the way of the righteous. And there's one proverb today that just sticks out so much for me. Verse 25, "Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up." Okay, let's start in verse 15 before I get ahead of myself. "The way of the fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies." The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Deceit is in the heart of the people who plot evil, but those who promote peace have joy. No harm overtakes the righteous, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. The prudent keep their knowledge to themselves, but a fool's heart blurts out folly. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. The righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The lazy do not roast any game, but the diligent feed on the riches of the hunt. In the way of righteousness there is life. Along that path is immortality. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I mentioned, I like verse 25, anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. And so today, as we're thankful for a person, thank the Lord for someone who is kind to you, who uses their words to encourage you along the way. And then on the flip side of that, perhaps we think of someone in our sphere of influence who needs some encouragement today. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the reminders in your word that you will use whatever we are willing to give for your glory. Help us to be a people who put everything we have at your disposal. Also, Lord, help us to be a people who are kind and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love as you are. Lord, we thank you today for a person who has been very kind to us. Bless and keep them, Lord. We thank you for a place where we see your beauty on display. We thank you for something that either brings us joy, something that provides for our needs. And we thank you, Lord, for who you are, that you are steadfast and immovable, that you are the one and only true God. We pray for your kingdom to come today in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.